Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Matt Hardy says he's done with the WWE. What's going on with this, Aaron?
So we talked about it last week, but this week, went even further into detail. He said that he is going to sign with TNA. Said he's done with WWE and he wants his release as soon as possible.
Well, here's the weird part. He was actually at the SmackDown tapings.
No, he was not.
He wasn't?
No, he was not. It was a false report that he was there. Turns out it was not him, it was somebody else.
Really? Because that's what our insider said. He said it was him.
I actually talked to him again. He said it was not him. It was someone else.
Really?
He didn't know who, but he said it wasn't Matt Hardy, though. So.
Oh, because he kept on saying that to me, and I was like, really?
Well, because I talked to him again, and he's like, well, no, it actually wasn't him. It was somebody else. So,
I'm gonna punch him in the nuts. One thing that I thought was cool is that I actually got to talk to Kofi Kingston, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I text back and forth, and I thought it was our inside guy, but the thing is, he didn't know all that stuff, and especially the thing about Kofi owning a place in Chicago area. That was not many people know about that, and it's not on Wikipedia. So you can't look that up anywhere. I couldn't believe that, the fact that he knew that. So it had to have been him, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, we had a friend who actually got to hang out with Kofi Kingston. It was kind of one of those, hard to believe, but it happened. So
I don't know, because I consider him a douchebag. Just kidding. He knows who he is. Anyways, so let's move on. I guess I should probably talk about a little bit why we had someone who knew something about what's going on in wrestling. It's because it was actually in the area where you're originally from and where I live currently. So that's why, and it was just kind of weird that plus he got to meet Vince McMahon. And did he meet Vince? Did you talk to him today?
I didn't talk to him about that, no. But basically, they taped in Illinois, which is where we're from. And we had SmackDown and, of course, the pay-per-view. And so it was just one of those kind of interesting situations.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Anyway, so Mickey James signs with TNA. Now, is this definitely confirmed yet? Because we could not get this confirmed as of taping. But is it confirmed now, Aaron?
It sounds like it is. Every report I've read says that she has signed.
Wow.
Every report. If anything else, the only thing that they may be hammering out are dates and time off. That may be it.
Now, is she touring with her country career, or what's going on with that?
Probably. I mean, more than likely what it is she's going to come and help out the Knockout division. And for WWE to let her go, I think, of course, was just, I think was one of the stupidest decisions that they've done. I mean, they've done a lot. But they made her star somewhere else, It's like WCW and WWE. Like, they let people go, and then they became stars somewhere else, or vice versa. So I think it's kind of stupid, in my opinion, that they did that. But it's good for TNA and good for the Knockout division.
Yeah, it's good, definitely good for TNA. Moving on to the pay-per-view. What was the pay-per-view this week, Aaron?
That was Night of Champions.
That is correct, or Knock, as we like to say. What was the point of Big Show versus Punk? Seriously.
Going into this, I would have sworn up and down CM Punk's going to win. CM Punk has to win. There's no reason why CM Punk should lose. He lost everything leading up to it. Everything. The Straight Edge Society disbanded because of it. Big Show beating Punk means absolutely nothing. Punk beating Big Show raises Punk's stocks like incredibly high. It would be really big for him. So, in my opinion, it was a botch to let Big Show win. So what do you think?
Completely agree. I could not believe that he won. It was ridiculous. He shouldn't have won. That was ridiculous. Seriously. If CM Punk would have won, he could have gone out and done a thing where he beat the biggest guy, blah, blah, blah. but he can't because he didn't win. So there's no point in that. Anyway, so Michelle McCool, she who is it? Caval picked a name out of the hat. Michelle McCool came out and wrestled Melina. And now McCool is now the new women's slash, I guess, now Divas champ.
Yeah, and something else, too. They are going off the Diva title. So now it's there is no women's title. There's only the Divas title.
Which is dumb.
So all of that history, Mae Young and Trish Stratus, all of that is gone. It's now just the Divas title. You want to know what type of people held the Divas title?
Nobody's. That's the best way. That's seriously the best way to put it. It's a bunch of nobodies. I mean, if you go back, the women's title has been around forever. Why did they have to bring the Divas? That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think you would still be the women's title, not the Divas title, because you want. Because to me, when you say Diva, I think it actually puts the women down. But if you say women's champ, I think it makes them look more like wrestlers. At least that's my
opinion. I agree. But you know what, though? Actually, now that you mention that, I think they probably should call it the Divas title because there's nobody in there right now that can wrestle.
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, she's not even in there, though. She's injury prone like no other. So
she's kind of hot.
If you like men.
No. Moving on. So Taker actually lost. Wow. Never would have guessed that.
I listened to last week's episode like I always do. And we both were like, well, obviously Undertaker has to win.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah. Not much to say about there. I could care less about the match. I didn't care about it.
Yeah, same here. It sucked. So,
why did the tag champs start off the gauntlet match? I don't know. I don't know what the point of the gauntlet match was. Why did they all of a sudden just have it, at the 9 o'clock hour? Or, you know, the 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time hour? I didn't understand that.
I didn't really understand the whole – I mean, it was really thrown together, and they had no – I mean, the lead up to this was so poor, it's not even funny. In my opinion, that the tag titles are about as useless as the Divas title.
Ooh!
And that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. So, yeah. So, anyway, however, Randy Orton – finally won the WWE title. They've been teasing this for months, and he finally captured it. And there was this big thing at the end where I actually thought Miz was going to come out, but instead, you know, they just, I guess, decided to give him this long celebration. So, I mean, what do you think? Are you glad that he won?
I was hoping the Miz was going to come out, but then the funny thing is when Orton won, he wasn't, like, hurt. And plus, why take
he
the...
He wasn't hurt.
That's the thing. Also, why would you want... The guy who just won the United States or lost the United States belt come out and beat the new world heavyweight champion. That says something about your company, I think. I think it's a negative thing about your company.
And I'm glad they didn't do it. I really am, and I hope that The Miz holds on to that for a long time. I think that it'll make for a more fun storyline if he holds on to it. So, and I think that having him cash it in against Randy Orton will actually be better too, because I think it'll make The Miz look much better. But you have to wait, though. You have to get the U.S. title kind of taste out of everyone's mouth and then just go from there.
Well, I think that Daniel Bryan and him are going to have a Hell in a Cell match.
Yes. But they probably will. It probably won't be announced till next week's Raw. So,
yep, that is true. That is true. So we're happy that Orton did win the title. I'm really excited.
I am too. You know, and I mean, speaking of which, you know, on Raw they started off. I mean, the era of Orton begins. You know, it's basically akin to, I think, when Stone Cold beat HBK at WrestleMania. I mean, the next night, you know, Stone Cold comes out. And it was just, I mean, people were just going crazy. And I kind of felt the same way about it here. What do you think?
Same thing. I'm actually excited. Like I said, I'm excited for the WWE right now because there's so many possibilities that they can do. They can run with this. I'm super excited because, Orton is the guy that you can build your company around. And I think that he needs to have a reign for a while. I would like to have him keep the belt until after maybe Royal Rumble time, have him maybe lose it then. But I don't know. Like, I also want him to keep the belt, too. So it's kind of, and you know, it's like, when do you want him to drop it? Because eventually The Miz is going to come out
And do you want, you know, Orton to drop the title to Sheamus, and then Sheamus is completely out of gas and he can't take it anymore, and then Miz comes out and cashes the Money in the Bank and wins the title?
No, I mean, because I'm sorry, but Sheamus is already a two-time WWE champion. I mean, Kane is only a one-time WWE champion. You're really going to give this, like, upstart, you know, the title that quickly? I mean, no. Honestly, they need to take Sheamus out of the title picture. In my opinion, they need to take him out. They need to give him a you know, basically have him and Edge go at it, you know? Have him and John Morrison, you know? Like, give him a program that's away from the title. That's what they need to do with Sheamus, in my opinion.
Yeah, so. Yeah, okay. I think you're correct. The other thing also that I just had a brain part problem. Anyway, so let's just move on to Edge defeats Bryan after the Miz and was it A-Rod is what they call him? A-Rod attack him. Actually, I was impressed with this match. I think Edge was kind of like put off with Daniel Bryan still, because he's, you know, like, yeah, you were big in the indies, but this is the big time. And he had some stiff stuff going on there, which I was not happy about. But
I noticed that too. There were some really like stiff chops and kicks to the head in particular that were just, you know, I mean, I don't know if you have to talk about that stuff before and say, look, I'm going to really take it to you, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm actually a little nervous about Daniel Bryan. I'm not going to lie. He is an amazing wrestler, and he puts on a really good show. And, you know, even with the botches from last night or from the other night, you know, I was still like, he's a great wrestler, but he's just doesn't do that good on camera. Edge was in his face and Daniel Bryan's got a smile on his face. And it's like, no, dude, you're supposed to like show intensity, you know? So I'm kind of scared.
What I'm really scared about is, when are they going to finally take Zack Ryder away from Edge?
No, he needs to stay with them. They are the future tag team champions.
I honestly, dude, it would be funny if they got it, because Zack Ryder just makes me laugh still. L's for a loser. It's the other way around. Anyway, so Jericho lost to Morrison, and he challenges Orton.
Yeah, do you... So he faces Orton next week, and he lost to Morrison again, so he put him over again, and you know, next week he's gonna face Orton. It's gonna be a non-title match, but I mean, what do you think? You know, I mean, Jericho's gonna lose. I mean, I guarantee you he's gonna lose next week.
Actually, I can guarantee he's gonna lose next week completely. I think he's probably, I think he might be done with the WWE, unfortunately, which is sad.
Well, I don't think the door is wide open for him to come back, though. He's going to be gone for a little while, and he's going to come back. In fact, I actually read online that they are talking about what his WrestleMania thing is going to be. So,
well, he needs to come back as a face. That's what he needs to do.
I agree.
And then we have the number one tweener of the company, because people love him, people hate him. John Cena, he's going to face Wade Barrett at Hell in a Cell. If Cena wins, though, the Nexus is gone. But if Wade wins, Cena's a part of Nexus. Wow. Aaron, what do you think?
I hate these stipulations, dude. These are the worst. Like, he's got to join the Nexus. Okay, what does that do? Okay, now you're a part of the Nexus. Do this. Well, I don't want to. Oh, well, I guess there's nothing that we can do to really say, oh, no, you have to do this. You know, like, there is no incentive there. Now, if it was something, you know, like Nexus has to disband, which means that they can't team up or whatever, that I understand. Instead, like, you know, do something like Cena, you have to, you cannot attack us ever. And if you do, you get fired. Do something like that. This is a stupid stipulation. And I honestly think that Cena is going to lose and he will have to join Nexus.
That's the only thing they can do right now.
I agree.
In all seriousness, you have to do that, because I mean, look at all the merchandise they're not selling with the Nexus shirts. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. Even though it would be kind of funny storyline for a while, though. I will say that. Anyways, moving on to SmackDown. We have CM Punk versus Gallows. Who won?
Punk won. Go to sleep, you know. But, this is just the continuation, though, of the Straight Edge Society storyline, which is hard to say three times fast. But my question is, you know, do you think that there's any room for Gallows to grow?
No. He's useless.
Do you think he's going to be done?
He's Tyson Tonko.
Yeah. That's the only way to put it. I said it a while ago, and I mean, I still maintain that. I just don't know what storyline they can put him in and make him believable as a normal, regular wrestler.
Yep. And I agree. I completely agree. Hey, you know what? The one belt that's doing something now, the IC belt. MVP is now back in the mix. Looking forward to this.
I am too. I really am. And I think if they, you know, now you have Drew McIntyre and Cody Rhodes as the tag champs, so you don't have to worry. They're not going to be in the mix at all. So I think adding MVP is going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, MVP is an awesome wrestler, and it's going to be some good competition. Definitely.
And actually, what I would prefer to see is Christian back in there, mm-hmm. along with Alberto Del Rio, because if they really want to build him up, have him go for that title.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's what they should do.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. So we had the great Paul Bearer. He's back. He's back and better than ever.
And by better than ever, you mean the exact same.
Exactly. And he's siding with Taker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Are you glad he's back?
I don't know. He's one of those people that, you know, it's kind of nice to see him. I mean, he came back once before. Gosh, it's been years since he came back, and he was like in a glass box or something like that.
That was so stupid.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, I have they taped that segment earlier, which I thought was hilarious. And so they used the tape segment for the final one that they put on TV. I'm sorry. Some of the things they do, it just makes me laugh, and that's one of them.
So, yeah.
But anyway, so NXT, I just got done watching that a little bit ago. Guess what happened? This is the highlight of the show. CM Punk is on commentary?
Do you think that they're doing this to test out a different avenue for him? Or the other question too is, do you think that they're looking at possibly, since no one watches NXT, all right, let's just face it, nobody watches NXT. Do you think that the other thing they might be doing is having different wrestlers on there so that way they can see if there's anybody that they would want to have on commentary?
I think it's more CM Punk. I firmly agree it was about CM Punk, because they're just in Chicago, then they're in Indianapolis that night, the following night, and then after that they're in Bloomington, Illinois. So I think it's all mostly is just because of CM Punk.
Hmm.
But,
well, it sounds like he's going to be back next week too. So
excellent. The one thing that I'm sorry, but like I get after watching NXT, I just shook my head the entire time because again they went 8 minutes over and I only taped till 7 minutes over. So how can you again take a show that was taped just not that long ago and have an overrun? Which Why? SmackDown's 2 hours. Why can't you make NXT 1 hour?
Yeah, I know. That's so I have all my shows with the 5 minute over, all my WWE shows, because I expect it to be that long. The thing is, though, it's NXT. Do you really think that people want to stick around that long? I missed it, and I didn't care. I did not care at all. It wasn't like, oh, I got to go and find out what happens. It was more of, eh.
You know, when I watched it, I sat there and was like, you know what? AJ does not look comfortable in a dress, and neither does Caitlyn. For some reason, I think they're the hottest ones.
They are. I mean, duh. But and they, I think that both of them will probably be in. They'll be in the top three along with Naomi. And
oh yes.
The thing is, though, the rest of them are just throwaways. You know,
I don't like Jamie at all. I think Jamie's
no.
Horrible.
There's nothing about her that is redeeming. Nothing at all. And then there's the other blonde. I think she's like Russian or something like that.
It doesn't matter what
Nothing about her, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, the other thing, too, is I watched one of the matches. And AJ no-sold a brainbuster.
Yeah.
She no-sold a brainbuster into a pin to win.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't. I don't know what the hell was going on there. That's the one thing. I sat there and was like, okay, just brainbuster into a. She fell on top of her all of a sudden. That makes sense.
Yeah. She got brainbuster and then she just rolled over on top. Yep. It was so stupid.
I know it's your FCW champion, Naomi. Oh, never mind. We won't get into that.
Yeah.
That's so, another sore subject.
Not stupid, though, Andy.
It's GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus WorldCast hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you have the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. The second try is always the best, just like TNA. Styles took on Sabu in a ladder match. How was that, Aaron?
Well, I mean, it's Styles, so it's just it's awesome, and it's Sabu, so it's Botch City.
Hey, speaking of Sabu, do you like ICP?
No.
Okay, because he's actually in their video, the newest one, the Juggalo Island, according to the dig reel, of course. But yeah, and I watched the thing, and Sabu is in that video, and that's
fun.
Why, and that's why he botched every single thing in this match.
No, I mean, you know, it's Sabu, and I mean, unfortunately, he has an incredibly high risk style of wrestling, and you know, he's going to mess up every now and then. So, it's expected.
Yeah, and he has a pill problem. Abyss bloody the crap out of Jeff Hardy, and RVD made the save already.
Yeah, so RVD said he was going to be back this week, and he returned, and it really makes me wonder, why did he even bother dropping the title? They've been without a TNA champion. In other words, there has not been a face of the company now for almost 2 months. What was the point in RVD dropping the title? Honestly, like, why?
There was no point. That's the thing.
But like, here's the thing. That's the thing about TNA. Like, we're going to have to do a segment sometime soon on what TNA needs to do to be the other brand. Because I don't want them to be a complement to WWE. I want them to be an alternative. I want them to be a different company. And I like, honestly, we need to do a segment. We shouldn't do it right now, since obviously it'd be we'd be unprepared. But probably next week we should do one.
Yeah, let's do it next week. I agree with you. I agree with you.
So what do you want to talk about this week?
This week, I saw a very interesting article about the WWE having an off season. I completely agree, actually. I think it'd be nice to have, you know, like an off season for the wrestlers. I mean, it'd be great for them. I mean, they could have time off finally, you know, and like.
Well, we should probably start off by saying, like, we understand that this is unrealistic because of advertising dollars and how much money they make at house shows and all of that revenue. We understand that it is fairly unrealistic, especially for WWE to do it. But this is a, you know, this is the way it's always been type of mentality, I guess, you know, that we're talking about.
Yeah. I just, in all serious though, if they had an off season, I actually don't think they would make it. In all serious, I think there would be a lot of places that I think WWE would actually have money problems then, because you get people hooked.
And I agree. They would. But here's the thing. Like, let's just say they have an off season. They take 2 weeks off or something like that. Like, let's say they do it like twice a year. They take 2 weeks off, one time in the summer and then, you know, for Christmas time. I think the thing that would be nice about it is that too much of a good thing is bad. You know, you and I both love football. We love it. But, you know, the thing is, though, football's only around for, what, 4 or 5 months out of the year. And when you think about it, the rest of that time is just build up to football coming back. So for me, like, if there was an off season where they talked about, okay, we're going to have trades between Raw and SmackDown. You know, you have that during the off season to keep people interested. Mm-hmm. You have a signing. So your NXT people, you sign some of them to Raw or SmackDown, you know, you do these things to keep people interested and kind of, you know, be like, oh wow, I can't wait for Raw to come back on. You know, that's what I would do, you know, in my opinion. So I don't know. Do you have anything?
I mean, I'm trying to think of other ways of doing this. Like, you basically have like Raw and SmackDown going the entire time, and then you bring like NXT into the mix, and then you do that for, I don't know, like 3 weeks or something like that, and then Raw and SmackDown start back up. I mean, something like that would be kind of neat, but it's NXT, and of course they don't know how to run another version of their product, I guess. So I think it would hurt them. I mean, the other alternative they could have is they could basically go on like a week bender where they tape shows. Where like you tape show, tape show, tape show, tape show. I mean, you just do it and then the wrestlers get, you know, like 3 weeks off or something like that. And even something like that would work great, especially if like someone has a nagging injury but they don't take time off. You know, that'd be really nice for the wrestlers.
And I agree too, because the other thing you got to think about too is a lot of these wrestlers are working, you know, just 3-4 days in a row. I mean, and they're working like nonstop. They got to work out, then they got to go and do autograph signings or whatever else, then they got to go to the show and they got to work. And I mean, it's got to suck. I mean, honestly, it's got to suck, you know, to be a wrestler and to have that time off, to have something to look forward to, I think would be big.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Lots, and they could also build up each week on if they had like the separate, if they had like NXT going instead. So I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, and honestly, like realistically, this will never happen. But I mean, realistically, it should have like a 3 week break for the wrestlers, but have shows available because then the product's still going. But I mean, they make a lot of money off those house shows. I mean, they don't have to spend much to get the building there and the crew, you know, not much. They make, you know, everything from the merchandise. I mean, they make a ton of money off of them. So that, you know, mm-hmm. that's
the, and the, I mean, the house shows are really where they make all of their money too, because, you know, yeah, Raw and SmackDown are great for advertising and getting their product out there and being well known. But, you know, the thing is though, it's the house shows, you're really only paying the ring crew to put the thing together. And yeah, you got to pay your performers, but the rest of it is just, I mean, they're just hand over fist for house shows.
Oh, so. Yeah. And the ring crew, of course, is mostly the refs, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it just looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow us at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to say thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the show. And I want to thank my co-host for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to our show. And for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and we're tagging out.